Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my
you. He has Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I am royalty. Listeners, on tonight, I'm excited of King's Kids, what God is doing for his royal kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, oh, God, hey, God, my soul is saying yes. My mind is saying yes. My spirit is saying yes. Oh, God, and then I told y'all on Thursday, actually yesterday, I told y'all that yesterday was, I want to know if anybody knows, somebody text me or tell me what it was. And just in case you have forgot what yesterday was tell everything in your life to come subject to the Word of God Thursday. Just in case you ain't heard me, tell everything in your life to come subject to the Word of God Thursday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just want to start off saying that this is the Lord's doing on tonight. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you only knew what the Lord is about to do in our lives in this season, you will get excited too. I'm telling you, for me just to even be here, to open up my mouth and begin to just praise God, I'll get excited. For me to even be here, to even talk to you on the airwaves, I'll get excited. For me just to even just say thank you, Jesus, I'll get excited. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm so excited about all the things that God is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this just in case you ain't got a praise inside of you. I'm going to give you one example. He woke you up this morning and started on your way. Let me give you another example just in case that ain't good enough for you. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way with your mind stayed on God. Hallelujah. And that should be enough for you right there to get excited, because there's somebody in everyone age group who's listening on tonight. There's somebody in your age group did not wake up on today. Somebody don't even have activity in their limbs. So that should be just enough for you right there. Just say, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Ooh, Jesus. My God. You should be excited about Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you who is in right now on the switchboard. I thank God for all of you right now who's listening into the quarry. I thank God for all of you right now listening into the text box and chat room. God bless you on tonight. And on tonight, when you get off this phone, you will not be the same. On tonight, when you get down listening on today, you will not be the same. On tonight, when you get out the text room, you will not be the same. Why? Because His glory is in this place. Hallelujah. I owe somebody on tonight. Feel His glory, because I feel His glory. And when you get in the presence of the glory of God, you will not be the same. How do you know, Associated Pastor? Because in Exodus 33, it said when Moses saw the Lord's glory, he was not the same no more. Actually, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai, they had to put a veil on his face because the glory of God was so bright on his face that the glory was so strong. They was in awe of the glory and couldn't even stand to look at him in his face. I'm telling you all tonight, the glory of God is all over the airwaves, all over the far waves, and everybody listen on the byways. The glory of God is in this place, and if you want it, say, Lord, show me your glory. Lord, I want more of thee. I want more of thee. I can't do without you, Lord. I need you in my life, God. I'm like Moses, Lord. Show me your glory. Hallelujah. Because I want more of thee. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, on tonight, if you need more of the Lord, all you got to do on tonight is just tell Him, Lord, I want more of thee. Lord, I need you on a daily basis. Lord, I know I pray three times, but Lord, I want to go higher. What did the song say? The Lord is calling us higher. There's more that He requires thee. There's more that He wants us to do. There's more ways He wants to show us and things He wants to take us. But we can't go there unless we say, Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I surrender my mind, my heart, my soul, and spirit. Here you go, Lord. I'm ready to go higher. Hey, I'm ready to go higher in you, God. Who am I talking to on today? Who out there on today want to go higher in God? Who is in expectancy to see on today that they not going to let the Lord go until He blesses them on today? Who out there in Jacob mode on tonight that say, Lord, if I got the rest of all night long, Lord, if I got the worship all night long, Lord, if I got the Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a year to expect the unexpected. Meaning whatever you expect God to do, just expect him to do it just like that. In this season of your life, all you got to do is open up your mouth because you got the master's key. And what I mean by master's key mean that you got the key to open up every door in your life, and that is your tongue, because death and life is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the fruit of their head. Meaning that whatever door you want to go through, you got the favor, you got the faith, and you got the ability and the equipment to do it. All you got to do is trust God and just know that God's going to do it. I tell people all the time, it's time for me to get in my lady with the issue of blood faith. Meaning in Mark 5, she said, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Meaning that she knew if she touched the hem of his garment, she knew if she get connected to Jesus, she knew if she had a personal encounter with Jesus, she knew if she wrapped herself all around Jesus, she knew if she could become one with Jesus like the Father and the Son is one, she knew she'll be made whole. Some of y'all out there on tonight, just know that God is going to do it. Know that God has made things complete. Know that God has done everything in your life that he's going to do and much, much more that you need him to do in your life. Hallelujah. Hey, God. This is a season right now, that you will get double. This is the season right now that overflow takes place. This is the season that transfers will happen on an everyday basis. The Lord let me know with the new word he gave me. He says blessings everywhere, meaning that it's blessings all over this world. I think when you leave on today, if you're going somewhere, or if you're all in your house, begin to look for your blessings. Begin to go in the refrigerator. Begin to go in your dressers. Begin to look on the phone and say, hold on, excuse me. You might be all my blessings. Hold on. My blessings might be here. Because the Lord told me, blessings is everywhere. Overflow is everywhere. Abundance is everywhere. And success is everywhere. Hallelujah. You can expect a blessing from God on a daily basis. Why? Because the word of the Lord says in Psalm 68 that he loads us daily with benefits. Meaning that the benefits that God gives you, baby, is better than a 401k. Hello, somebody. Hey, it's better than anything you can ever work from 9 to 5. Because the Lord loads you daily with benefits. Hallelujah. And when the Lord loads you daily with benefits, you ain't got to worry about getting laid off. Oh, come on, somebody. You ain't got to worry about him being a Donald and telling you you're fired. You ain't got to worry about it. Why? Because if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you as well. So you can expect the daily benefit on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to on today? It's somebody out there all over the airwaves, been worrying all day, worrying about things. But I'm here to tell you on tonight, just open up your mouth and know that God is going to do it. Why? Because he hears and answers your prayers. And why? Because he's been down to listen to you. And why? Because you have not, because you ask not. Why? Asking it shall be given. Why? Because he supplies your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But why? Because you know why? You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender to many nations, never need any to borrow from them. Enemy come one direction of you and scatter from you a servant, and the blessing shall overtake you, and everything you touch is blessed. And that's why. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, I'm telling you, your time is now. I told him last Friday, the devil can't stop them because their time is now. I told them the other day on a TV show, you walking in the GPS, baby. And just in case you don't know what a GPS means, it means God's prosperity system. And not only you walking in the GPS, but you walking in the fog. And just in case you don't know what the fog means, the favor of God. And just in case that ain't enough, tell them that cream controls everything in your life. And just in case they say, what's the cream? Christ rules everything around me. Hey, God, I'm telling you whose side you're on. You're on the everlasting God, the living God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient God, the El Shaddai God, the Jehovah Jireh God, Jehovah Testimony God, Jehovah Rohi God, Jehovah Shammah God. That's who he is in your life. He is I am who I am, whatever you need and whatever you desire and whatever you want him to be. Hey, Rabbi Shano, mother's womb. Hallelujah. He called you a prophet to the nation. Hallelujah. You are a masterpiece. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. He knows every time you breathe. He knows every time you think. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows your DNA smell. He knows the smell of your odor. He knows every time you just take an inhale and exhale. He knows everything about you. So you think a God that knows you so much is going to let you down? The devil is a liar and a defeated fool, because heaven got your back. Why? Because he'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, baby. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Hallelujah. And just in case that ain't enough for you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And everything in your life has to and will come subject to the word of God. Everything in your life, your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your money, your job, your business, your children, whatever you need, a new car, your ministry, your family, your friends, your haters, everything will come subject to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hey, everything will come subject to the word of God. I don't know why God got me started saying this, but I'm going to say it again. Everything will come subject to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I see a few people. I'm going to let a few people begin to talk. I'm going to let probably about five people or four people talk on tonight. And then when we get towards the end, I'm going to let some more talk on tonight. But I'm telling you, trust God. Know that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that's working in you. Knowing that you are blessed by the best and forget about the rest. Knowing that you are a king's kid and you are called to be in royalty. Know that you are a king and queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. And you can be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. Know that you are moving forward and you won't be stopped. There's something in your future and it looks much better than it looks right now. God has given you the ability to attain wealth. Anything you want in this season, you take. Do not restrain yourself from any joy. Know that only God gives you the nation as inheritance and the inner earth as in possession, knowing that this is a covenant that you have and approaching God, that if you ask anything according to his will, then he hears you. And since you know that you ask him, then you know you'll have whatever you receive and ask for in prayer, knowing that God has you in the palm of his hand, and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise up against you shall fall in judgment and be condemned. Know that he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world, and if God is for you, nothing in his world can be against you. Hey, God. Hey, God. And you know what else? Your haters make you greater. And you know what else? They're your biggest motivators. And you know what else? They're your biggest fan clubs. You know why? Because if they got to be talking about you all day, then you must be some type of superstar. You must be somebody great to them. And you know what? The Lord will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Anoint your head with oil so your cup can run over. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I'm going to open up these phone lines. And I'm just going to say the last four numbers. And I just want you to call. Tell me where you're calling from. And we're going to go like that. Caller, ending in 4775. Hallelujah. Live on the air.
Praise the Lord, sis. This is Evangelist Santia. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am just, I called in today just really excited because God has been speaking a word through my sister, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. He's been giving me a word in my Bible, in the word. God is just good. And I'm at a place where ain't no turning back, y'all. We have really got to just stand on this thing, seek it, believe it, walk in it. And my thing is this, victory is already ours, because we are more than conquerors. So I'm just excited. I've been having some rough times, and I'll be honest, because we got to be transparent. Yes, I've had some rough moments here lately, dealing with deaths and things like that, and, you know, fatigueness. You know how the enemy tries to get in your mind and all this and all that, but you know what, devil, you are a lie. I'm standing on what God said to me, everything that God promised me. Access has been granted, and I am turning my keys. I'm believing God for what he said, and I thank God for the people that he's put around me. So when I do get a little weak, he'll send my sisters to hold my arms up and strengthen me and say, uh-uh, we can't let you give up because you've come too far. So I just say to everybody that's listening, whether you're on the internet or, you know, on the phone line, just continue to trust God and serve him, walk in obedience, and just believe God in this season, because I just know there is nothing too hard for God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my sister, Evanda Santia Wallace, called her from Ohio, a powerful, powerful woman of God, and so faithful to God and so just dedicated to God. And just, I mean, she's like my other sisters on the line who were just, I'm telling you, just go to the ends of the earth with you. And I actually, she's the next person I'm going to have say something today. Then I'm going to go into, we're going to some music. Then we're coming back, and I'm going to let somebody else talk and see who's on the line. But I'm telling you, I just praise God for you all. I'm telling y'all, the best sisters that a woman can have. Oh, God, hallelujah. Y'all, ooh, Jesus. It's like I could say, come on, y'all, go to Africa, and y'all will go. And if that's that year, if you have to find us, you will be there. But you'll show the call on that line in Africa and
right.
Say, hey, this is Evanda Santia. I'm here to support my sister. So, you know, it's like it's really such a blessing to me. Because it's hard for me I haven't had sisters like that in so long. So, you know, for me to have some sisters that is down and supporting, you know, all my ministries and my endeavors and the things that God has given me is such a blessing. And just because y'all so faithful to supporting me, y'all can expect a double overflow in your life. You can expect God to do it for your life because he is able to do it in your life. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for you. God bless you. The next caller is my big sister. Then we're going to go to a song, and then we're coming back. My next caller, I know this number anyway, 7481. The wonderful missionary. I wanted to say her name myself.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is
Praise the Lord.
Bobby Smith calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan. I'm just sitting back basking in the ambience of the Holy Spirit. I'm enjoying myself on this evening. Truly, that's a well-spoken word, sister. The people need to hear it. They need to be encouraged and motivated and inspired by the words of God that you speak. You are speaking the truth, and that is the word for this season and in this hour. Speak a word, and it is so, and that's for all of God's children. So I want everybody to be encouraged and to get motivated and get excited, and let's get inspired by the word, and let's apply that word to our lives and continue to be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's my big sister, missionary Bobby Smith, and she's called to preach, everybody. She's going to preach the gospel, hallelujah. Yes, I'll sit on the airway, sis. So, Lord,
oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. But we're going to go into a song, and it's called El Shaddai, and then we'll be back. And when I'm going to talk to the next callers on air. And I want you all to listen to this song. It's such a great song. It's by a gospel artist named LaCraine. It's called El Shaddai. And I love it. It's such a great worship song. Hallelujah. And we'll be right back.
Here we are. The last song. Pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship.
Sorry, everyone, we had a chuckle on this one. It went to another song. Okay, that's not what it's supposed to be. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. You don't want anybody to worship that song. Well, I'm going to play another song. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're back now on I Am Royalty Show. Hallelujah. And just in case a lot of you want to know who made that song, that was Dave Hollister's new gospel CD, and it's called What Do You Do? Hallelujah. He has a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gospel CD, and I'm telling you, it's all worship songs. It'll take you right into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now I want to talk to some more people that's on the air. I'm going to just talk to about three more people because there's a lot of people in the switchboard, and I know we don't have enough time to talk to everyone in the switchboard. So the next number I'm going to call out is 0532. Caller, you are live on the air on I Am Royalty Show.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I've just called in, but I have been blessed so far. What I've heard, that song just really touched me. I just thank God on today. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallerluyah.
Yes,
praise
yes.
the Lord. That's Prophetess Patricia. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Prophetess Patricia, since you're on the air, I want you to also share with the peoples of God about your tax firm.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. God has blessed me to open up a tax business, and it's Patricia's Unlimited Services, and it is just unique because God gave that to me, and open for business right now, and I'm located at 163 Jake Way, Benton Harbor. You can reach me at 269-925-0532 or 269-759-3499, and it's just truly a place where you can come and get affordable, accurate, confidential personal tax done. You know, your individual taxes, business taxes, e-filing, disability, church, itemized deductions. So God just has been filling me up and just been blessing. And he spoke to me today about moving forward. All bless his name on tonight. See, we have to keep moving. See, the Israel people, they kept moving. But, see, they was also steadfast, unmovable. But, see, we got to keep pressing toward that mark of the high calling, but yet steadfast and unmovable. And that just blessed my soul today. We have to continue to stay on the path, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I am just blessed, and people have just been calling and coming by, and I just thank God because he gets all the praise and he gets all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's funny you say that, Father Patricia, because, you know, my saying is we're moving forward and we won't be stopped. So when you said move forward, you and I just said that to the people on the airwaves, because that's what God has been dropping my spirit about a year now, that we're moving forward and we won't be stopped. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's definitely
God.
I'm telling you, I'm excited.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. It just
hallelujah.
Like I had enough time to talk about the name of Jesus because, oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want everybody to know that on today, I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to know that the battle's not yours, but it's the Lord's. And I want you to know that whatever God has given you to do, whatever that goal, whatever that vision, whatever that dream is, I want you to know, baby, you are walking in a Joseph anointing and a Joseph overflow, meaning that if God gave you a dream like he gave Joseph, it's going to come to pass. Whatever the enemy makes for bad, I promise you, God's going to turn around for your good. I don't know why they just dropped in my spirit, but I'm still going to tell you on tonight, whatever promise, whatever prophecy, whatever thing that God has told you is going to come to pass, it's going to burst out this year. See, right now, you've been feeling it tugging in your womb. You know that scripture, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So in your belly is birthing pain. See, right now, you're walking in the season of birthing pain.
Mm.
And in this season of your life, you're going to get birth to that purpose.
Lord,
you're going to get birth to that prophecy. You're going to get birth to that promise.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I'm
Lord.
Telling you, in the past times, you have people out, somebody listening, you have been aborting that purpose, that boarding, that prophecy, aborting those things of the old, but I'm here to tell you the devil's a lie to defeat it so that you will give birth. And God is the spiritual midwife for you in this season, that you will push until you get that purpose manifested. You will push until that overflow comes. You will push until the next level. You will push to walk in your destiny. You will push to walk in your greatness. You will push to walk in your yes. teach us a festival life. Mm. And I love the popular life. Anybody know me? I can talk about Elijah all day. And I love how in 1 Kings 18, how the prophet Elijah put his head between his legs, and he kept praying. He kept telling the man to go on the mountain. Go on the mountain 7 times. He kept praying. He kept pushing. He kept pushing. He kept praying until something happens, until the 7th time the man said, I do see something. I see a cloud the size of a man's fist. Well, I'm going to tell you in your life that you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on pushing until that thing comes out that God has called you. Until that destiny, that overflow, that greatness, that success, that ability that God has called you so you can attain the promised land. You've been in Egypt too long. You cannot turn around and turn to a better thought and be like Lot's wife, but you got to move forward. You got to walk into your greatness, and because this is your season, your time is now. And I'm here to tell you on today that never again will your life be the same, because God is going to begin to pour something in you. It's a new overflow He's pouring in your life, people of God out there today. Who am I talking to? I don't know, but I feel this tugging. And I'm here to tell you, for past times, you've just been sitting there, should I not? God told me this, but I'm not going to do it. I won't worry what people think about me. I don't think it's my time. It's not my seat, but the devil's a liar. It is your season. You know why? Because God has given you power, authority, dominion of all things. He has put you in charge of everything He has made. So it is your time, and your time is now. Hallelujah. Your time is now. Hey, God. Right now, faith is the sort of things hoped for and the evidence seen, not yet seen. Open up your mouth, decree and declare. Prophesy is manifested. Decree and declare, it's established. This thing will come to pass. You will get bumped to your purpose, your prophecy, and your promises in this season, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh,
my God. Oh, God. God has not called you to sit on a bench, but God has gave you something that only you can do. I'm going to tell you all tonight, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a lot of people out there won't get healed, delivered, and set free until you open up your mouth and do what God called you to do.
You've
been wondering, how come she ain't doing what you need? How come he ain't doing what you need to do? But maybe you need to open up your mouth and do what God has called you to do in this season. Some people ain't going to get healed unless you lay hands on them. Some people ain't going to get delivered, set free until you open up your mouth. Some people, they're going to get the overflow until you do what God called you to do. Because when you do what God called you to do, others will follow you. Hallelujah. You is only you. There's only one you. There can't be another you. It's only one you to do what God called you to do. Hallelujah. Blessings is everywhere. Hey, God. Hey, God.
Glory to God.
Who am I talking to on today? I feel it in my spirit. This is your time. This is your time. You're walking out in this season like a heavyweight champion, baby. You have won the battle. Take up your lap. Rise up and walk.
Yes.
Jesus. Jesus. Hold on, hold on, shit. Hey, God. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory! Hey, God.
My God.
Hey, you are royalty, you are ruby, you've been having your head down for too long, but it's time for you to raise your head up, look up to the hills, which come in your help come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hey, you know you're equipped. You know you got the power. You know you got the authority. But you're sitting there stagnant. But the devil is a liar. I call you forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, no, 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 bullshit. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, your clothes are notable.
Jesus.
It's your time right now. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Oh, God. Everybody who's on the airwaves, everybody in the switchboard, everybody in the courier, everybody who's in the text box, everybody in the chat room, who's in the sound of my voice, I break every habit, every cycle, every generation of curse, everything that's trying to attack your life in the name of Jesus. I speak peace, joy, right to live in the Holy Ghost, excellence, prosperity, overflow. I speak a double portion over your life in the name of Jesus. I speak that you will be first in this season and not last in this season in the name of Jesus. I speak the Lord open up the provision, open up many doors for all your accomplishments. I speak that every prayer request that you make will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Everything that you desire and everything you need God to do, it is so in the name of Jesus. And these words will now fall to the ground, and the devil cannot do nothing about it in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus covers it right now. I step it in the blood of Jesus. Hey, God.
Hey, God.
Oh, God. Ooh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you. We honor you, Kosan Norobos. We exalt you. We give you glory, Norobos. Hey, Norobos. We worship you, God. We honor you, God. We give you glory, Kosan Norobos. Hey, we give you glory, Norobos. We exalt you, God. Norobos. We ravish you, God. Norobos.
Hey,
we worship you, Elohim. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus.
see. That's a release right now and recognize you sevenfold. The was in the mule that your forefathers were supposed to have. The interest has compounded off from everything that was stolen. Father, we pray right now with compounded interest to be returned. This is the year of release for the body of Christ. And, Father, we thank you that it is being given unto us right now, Lord God, and that the wealth transfer is taking place right now. This is why we see all the foreclosures and all the businesses moving them out of the way so that the body of Christ can take over. Now, Father, I thank you that the people under the sound of my voice, that they are gathering together and they are receiving dominion to go in to take over and possess the lands. And we say this by, we decree it and declare it in the mighty master's name of Jesus that it is done. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Hey, God, it is done. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It is
well, check
done.
With me later, woman of God. I got to go because I've got a men's conference starting up in a few moments. And give me some information about the next show. I will call in on time. Today has just been one of those days. But praise God.
I'm going to have a next show on Monday. So I'll have you on. I can get you on Monday during the lunch rush at 2.
Okay. I'll be there. Praise
That's
God.
A powerful man of God, everyone. He was on here yesterday, and oh my God, y'all can listen to it later. This man of God is a powerful man of God. It's Apostle George Guilford, and he's in Illinois, Brookfield. Is Brookfield or Bolingbrook? He's in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and I'm telling you, he's a powerful man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you, Apostle George.
God bless you. Gotta go.
God bless you. Agape.
Agape.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
I'm telling you, oh,
my
God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah, don't you ever from another day forth after today, don't go into next week with the same mindset of 2010. A lot of us still have that same mindset. You know, we say we want more, but we're not doing something different to get more. If you want something new, and I love it because everybody been texting me this all in 2010, all of you to get something new, you got to do something you ain't never done before. So if you want God to give you something new, just go out the limb. Do something new. Do something by faith. Go in things by faith. I'm telling you, God is doing it. It's only been 14 days this year, and God has done so many things for me that doors have opened in 14 days. So I know what God can do.
Oh,
right now, this radio show started for the last 7 months, once a week. Now it's on 4 to 5 days. Now I'm doing what? Now I'm doing lunch rush. Now I'm doing prime time. God will bless and increase your life, but you got to go by faith. I promise you, we're overcome by the power of word of our testimony. We begin to tell somebody else our testimony. It blesses somebody else's life. It enhances somebody else's life. It enhances your faith. I'm here to let you know on today that today is your day of your new faith, because today is Faith Favor Finance Friday. Today is the day of the divine favor that God has given you, and today is the day that you can claim your finances in your life. You name it, you shall obtain it, because the Lord keeps on telling me blessings is everywhere.
Yes,
it's
Lord,
enough
yes.
for all of us on this phone. God is old enough for all of this phone to get $1 million if he wants to, because the blessings is everywhere. It's enough for all of us to have our own personalities, not bump heads, but help each other to enhance in our ministry. Hallelujah.
My God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time now. It's some people in ministry want to get where you at, but you're not even doing what you need to do for them to get there. Because you don't know when you help somebody else, you go further. The Bible says, surely give, surely receive, Matthew 10:8.
Amen.
Whatever man sowed, that he also reaps. So if you begin to help somebody get where you at, you're going to go further. And every time you help somebody, you're going to go up. God is catapulting you and take you to the next level. Hallelujah.
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
So I just want you to know on today, stay focused, stay motivated, stay encouraged, stay inspired, stay determined in the word of God, in the attributes of God. Walk in and know that you are queen with riches. Know that you are king with riches sitting in heavenly places, and no one can take that from you because that's who God called you. Walk in your royalty. Talk in your royalty. Live your royalty. Just be royalty.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you who you are when you know who you are in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let nobody try to label you something that you're not. Don't let nobody try to belittle you and put you down when you know what God calls you.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Know that you have authority, power, and dominion over everything in this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalms 2:8 says that. Genesis 1:28 says that. So if that's what God has called you, then you can walk in that authority. Come on, somebody.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
You can lay your hands on something and know by you laying a hand. Come on to the Bible says. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall be recovered. If you lay hands on something, you can lay hands on something and speak it out of your mouth and seal it in the blood of Jesus and watch God give it unto you.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Because
amen.
He will supply all your needs. Whenever God tell you can do something, don't tell God you can't do it. Don't say yourself you can't do it because the devil's a lie. Because Philippians 4:13 says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I want to let you know, like I told the women on Monday when I was on a Vander Shea radio show, that we actually got the double portion of wealth. Because Proverbs 11:16 says beautiful women attain wealth. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says God has given us the ability to attain wealth. Amen. So we as women got the double portion to have walk in wealth anyway.
Amen, amen.
So let's go get our wealth. I don't know about you, sister.
Man,
I want y'all to get with it. I want to go together. But I promise you, I'm already gone. I'm already getting mine. And I'm saying, I'm faster than a Lamborghini to get mine.
Yeah.
And you know they fast. I'm gone. I'm gone to get mine.
Glory
I'm not
God.
Letting nothing and no one stop me because when I was in the world, I didn't let nothing and no one stop me.
Oh,
and I let
God.
Nothing and no one stop
oh,
me
my God.
In the season
thank
with God.
Jesus. That's it. Thank
man.
You.
Because we're walking in that Jabez anointing, whether you know it or not, because you've already been through enough pain in your life. So now it's time for the Lord to increase your capacity
Woo!
And enlarge your territory
Jesus.
And bless your coast. Bless you in all that you do.
Thank
keep
you,
evil
Lord
pain
God.
And harm and heart away from you.
It,
that's the
Jesus.
Season that you're walking in.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Know that you are. Say that you are and live just like you are. You want prosperity,
thank you,
dress
God.
And act like prosperity. You want me, you act and think and dress like it. You want to be a queen, you study a queen. That's what I've been doing. I've been teaching my daughters and my niece about queenship. Whatever you want to be, you go ahead and do it. One of my spiritual sisters, Prophet Rochelle, reminded me we was in Nashville how I used to preach to my teddy bears like I was preaching to nations. And now look at me now, I'm preaching to nations. See, you want something, you got to go ahead and do it already.
Amen.
Set yourself
amen.
Up. Get yourself in preparation. Just like I was telling them on Monday on Vanity Share, Redditor, we're in 4 transitions as women. We're 1, in preparation like Esther. 2, we're in a transition of working like Ruth. 3, we in working, being about our father's business just like Rachel. And 4, last but not least, you'll be a philanthropist, meaning you'll be a wealthy, wealthy woman walking in heavenly places if you do all the other 3 things.
Amen, amen. Amen,
so
amen.
Prepare yourself for what God has for you. As God told you, you're going to preach the nation, begin to start getting your microphone and start speaking that microphone, preparing yourself like you're speaking to different people. And God told you, you're going to begin to hold your head up and look up to the hills and hold your hands on ye gates and know that God has your back.
Amen, amen.
If God called you to lay hands on the sick, you begin to go lay hands on somebody. I know it's one somebody. And if you can't lay hands on nobody, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, physician, heal thyself. Lay hands on yourself.
Jesus.
But
that's
activate
it.
Your faith. I speak
that's
activation
it.
Over everybody listening to the sound of my voice of their faith. I speak activation
that's
of their gift. I speak activation that they walk in the purpose, the promises, and the prophecies of God in the name of Jesus.
In the name
God.
Of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is your season. This is your
Hallelujah.
Time. And this is the time that you be first on the God's list. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Before we get off it, do anyone else have anything else to say? But I don't know who this is in 8116. 363-8116.
Maybe they need to press 1.
Press 1. Hello? 363-8116. Oh, they hung up now. Okay, hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God. Yes, Jesus.
Sis, Evander Jean, I see you online. You want something? You want to say something to somebody?
No, ma'am. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the
praise
Lord.
I'm excited, girl. I'm going off. Y'all enjoy it. Oh, I said, Lord, they must not know they
I'm telling you, this is the season. This is the season. The Lord told me he want me to begin whatever I want to do. He want to begin to worship him all through the day for it. And I'm telling you, I've been worshiping God all through the day for the things that I want him to do. And I tell y'all, this is a challenge, y'all. Anybody out there that wants up and down, worship, praise, and thank the Lord in advance. And watch him give it to you in your life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I told Missionary Bobby, you still out here?
Yep. Yeah, I'm
here. You done gave me that. This, she missing Sagittarian, y'all, in our church. But she done gave me the Sagittarian because I've been excited about Jesus. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I've been bubbling over joy. I told her I am extraordinarily excited. I'm telling you. I'm so excited because I know what God is going to do this year. And I'm telling y'all, it's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, yes, a few announcements, and then we're going to get off because I see that he's texting me, the owner, and I have to get off in a minute. But I actually went over, thank God, for the overtime. But actually, everyone is out there listening on tonight. I Am Royalty Radio Show is on full time now, Mondays at 2 p.m. I'm in lunch rush now. I love the lunch rush traffic. Hallelujah. Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Hallelujah. Thursdays, 2 p.m. And Fridays at 6 p.m. prime time. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the opportunity and privileges. And not only that, my show's like a real radio show now. I get to play all the music I want now and everything. So I'm excited about it. I'm telling you, the Lord is doing increase. He's doing transformation. And also, everyone out there today, I Am a Ruby. It's now I Am a Ruby Internet Christian Nationwide Magazine now, everyone.
Amen.
So
amen.
If you want to get put an ad in a magazine or just get on there, go to http://iamaruby.ning.com or just go on to Google and search on iamaruby.ning.com and you'll pull it right on up. And also, I Am a Ruby has its own TV show, I Am a Ruby US Stream TV. .com.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is doing some great things with that.
Yes,
there's been some also increases even in the clothing line on www.cafeshop.com/IAMAruby. And in another couple of weeks, maybe a week or so, I already didn't got in the works, IAMAruby Cafe Fest will soon have their own book publishing company line.
Amen.
Anybody want their book published, they send them paying people $800, $1,000, $200, $300. All you have to do is pay Amy Ruby, founder me, $50, and your book will be out. Now, you can't beat that nowhere because I promise you $50 and sure ain't what I'm saying to publish my book. But I want to give people their chance to make it in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you want to make CDs, you give me your CD and I can put it out there for you. You'll have your own website. So this is what's in the works for Amy Ruby. It might be done this week, next week, but it will be done before the ending of the month. Hallelujah. This is about kingdom business and building up God's kingdom.
Amen.
If somebody want to write a book, I'm going to push them the way others push me. If somebody want to make a CD, I want to push them as others have pushed me to walk in my destiny.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time for us to do what God has called us to do. I'm telling you, you'll be very blessed if you get that book out. If you want to do it like a journal or whatever you want to write, you talk to me and I'll get it out for you. Have your own website, get your own money. Or once you pay me that $50, I'm no longer in it. I'm out of it. It's your own personal baby, unless you need me to help you with it. Afterwards, it works your website, but it'll be your own personal baby, and you can do what God has called you to do and sell your books and make your money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what God has called us to do. He gives us the ability to obtain wealth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and actually, all you women on the line right now, I'm just going to be honest with you. All y'all can write a book. Promise Patricia, you can write a book about people running businesses and want to start your own tax firm. A Vanderbilt kid, you can write a book all about your testimony and about being a worshiper of God because you're the true worship missionary body. You can write to empower women about being excited and letting go of that past pain and hurt. You, a Vanderbilt, you can write a book about being an overcomer and a warrior and being a true intercessor. All y'all can write books and get it out and bless the peoples of God. Hallelujah. I'm just saying what God has gave me, but, you know, y'all take that in the works. But y'all can do that, and y'all can be a blessing to many men and women of God in this season of your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, one book will make your life go so high in God, because not one book opened up all these doors that I'm walking in right now. One book changed my life. So I'm here to tell you, one book can change your life, just being obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
So I just want to bless you all on tonight. None of these words that came forth on tonight, do not let them go. Grab them so close to you. Wear it around your neck like a necklace. I'm going to put this up in like 5 minutes, so you better listen to it if you want to. Download it on your computer and listen in. And I'm telling you, God is doing some great things in this season. I'm expecting praise reports. I'm expecting miracle signs and wonders. I'm expecting supernatural financial breakthroughs. I'm expecting transitions. I'm expecting promotions. I'm expecting all y'all to call me about great things that God is doing in your life, even in ministry. I'm telling you, God is opening up many doors that no man can close, and closing any door that no man can open. Hallelujah. And remember, you got the master's key. And when you got the master's key, it'll open up all doors. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. Tune in to Monday at 2 p.m. on I Am Royalty Radio Show that's going full time. I'm going to leave you with one song by Dietrich Haddon called Help Somebody, because you got to help somebody to move forward in the kingdom of God. You all be blessed. Agape!
There is someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're all right, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody.
Somebody.